Life. In the journey through life, it is choice that guides. In these times of challenge and upheaval that is currently engulfing our planet, it is choice that guides, and the choice of the divine always speaks through the heart, not through the mind, and not through the body in the guise of fear. Humanity is in the final leg of the ascension process, and it is an important moment for one and all. It is an event that humanity have been awaiting for approximately the past 2,000 years. It is an important moment that is heralding in the evolution of the planetary consciousness, of the mass collective consciousness and of the individual consciousness. One must simply choose to align oneself with the divine, with this awareness, with source for it to be made available to them. As one navigates through the illusion called life, and its inherent programming, underlying it all is the presence of awareness, is the presence of the soul, and the presence of God or spirit. The journey called life is like reading a novel, where one moves through the novel step by step, chapter by chapter, and as one completes one chapter, one simply moves to the next chapter. Our current period of time can be likened to the book finally being completed, and the covers being closed. The reading of the book is complete, but there are other books that one can read. There are an infinite number of choices of books to read, aside from what one was reading, and one can always pick up another book and start afresh, a new journey, a new adventure. This is the journey that the soul is currently experiencing. It has many books that it has read and been participating in. The imagination is that which brings the book alive and makes it current and available to the individual reading the book. The soul is having an adventure in imagination that is called life. When a chapter in life plays itself out, it will move to the next chapter. When a book is completed, a new book is picked up, and the journey is always ongoing. One does not regret completing a book when there is another that is waiting to be picked up, but when one does not understand that there is always another book to be read, another life to be experienced, when one thinks that this is the only book there is, and one is involved in a melodrama or a tragedy, often one feels reluctant to end the book, for if there is not the hope of another book available, one is often in fear that the book that they are reading will complete itself badly. One is often reluctant to leave the book, to stop reading, but one must understand and one must appreciate that this is illusion. There is always another book to pick up, another life to be experienced. When one understands they are participating in this life with the use of imagination, just as the imagination is sparked as one reads a good novel, then one can freely release the fear and doubt of another book being available, another life being available. One can let go of the melodrama or tragedy and instead pick up an inspirational book, a motivational book, a comedy even, and have a good time and enjoy the book, both the new book and the old book.